The conference will now begin.
Okay, fine. So on page 148, yeah? Okay, fine. So let's continue here. We're talking about, we're trying to take the larger picture perception of God, breaking it down into small pieces so we can learn, we can grow from it. The problem being is that, we can get caught up in different ways by the Arba Malchus, which in other words could be a range of philosophies to being bored, to being overwhelmed with details. So many different ways that the growth of a Jew and the connection to a Kaddish Baruch Hu could become stunted. I mean, there's an endless amount of ways. And we have to be careful. We're involving ourselves in very, very holy limudim, very holy things. And therefore, we know there's a certain amount of sitra achra, yitzhar hara, that comes against us. So we're trying to recognize that, A, if you know your enemy, at least you have half a chance. And then to talk about different inyanim, how to prevent that, and how to allow the orapanim, as we discussed, the orapanim of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, to enter into our lives through different mediums. So here, let's deal with another one. Let's talk about getting dressed in the morning, as the Shulchan Aruch talks about right away, about how to tie your shoes. This is the same bechina as putting on shoes in the morning. We know the Shulchan Aruch teaches us almost everything in life, even how to put your shoes on. Shatzar linol shel yamin techila, the lichur smol techila. We know the halacha is you're supposed to generally put on your right shoe first, but tie your left shoe first. You put the right on, then you put the left on, you tie the left one, and then you tie the right one. That's the general mahalach. There might be a difference with lefties, but the general mahalach is right, left, left, right. The lamdu mitzvilin. And this halacha that we give a precedent or preference to the left hand, just like is mitzvilin. We learn from tefillin, just like the left hand ties the tefillin. Right? No.
The right hand ties it to the left arm.
Just like it says, the Gemara Shabbat says, just like tefillin, so to your shoes, which seems to be, what's the connection? Tefillin, which is the highest part of the head, to the shoes, which is managed the lowest part. So look at 59 on the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan teaches that just as we give preference to the left, by tying the strap of the arm tefillin onto it, and not the right arm, which is a chiddush, because by Torah, the right side is more chashuv. The right side is the yamin, is the midah chesed. We try to do all mitzvahs with the right hand, but the chiddush that you put the tefillin on the left arm, the chiddush, right? The left is usually din, is gevura, so the chiddush. So too, when tying one's shoes from tefillin, so to the shoes, we give preference to the left by tying the left shoelace first, which is a secondary chiddush that we even compare the holy, holy mitzvah of tefillin to then shoes. Says Rabbi Nassim, what's pshat? What's pshat here that we're comparing, first of all, the left, and also what's the comparison tefillin and shoes? Shoes protect physically, we know, the feet, but also in pinimius, we have to understand that our whole body is also a double pinimi, and everything has an inner meaning to it. What's the regal, the raglan? Of course, it's physically the lowest part of the body, but in pinimius it means ki raglan tzrich lishma b'yoser la'alosan mechitzon hasimuchem aleihem. The legs in pinimius are that which are the lowest part of the body, furthest from the mind, which means they interface, they connect with the chitzonius, with the sitra achra. That's what it means, the legs. I'm not talking about the physical legs necessarily. I'm talking about the lowest part of a person, which the lowest part of the person in Kedusha is connected, it's on the border with the sitra achra, the Arba Malchus. And therefore, we need the shoes to protect the legs. The legs are the chokhma tata, the broken down pieces, right? Like we discussed, of a locus. Sometimes so low that it turns into food. And we know the panemius of food is lo al lechem levado yichyadam, ki al kol motzi pi Hashem. Really, the panemius of food is the Dvar Hashem. But lamais, we can't live that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make a chokhmah tato, which turns into food. And we eat the food. But we know how many things go wrong with food. We could say brachas fast without kavanah. We could forget the bench. We can move around and forget brachas. We could eat like a behemoth. We can eat too much. There's so many issues that come. The avoda of a person comes very seriously when we break down hasal gelselukos or mitzan temet, like we said, right? We constrict into this world the hasal gelselukos into dover dvarm chitonim, dvarm gashmim. Then we have a serious world of avoda. So whenever you have the chokhmah tata, which is the sphere of malchus, which is the lowest part, which is also called the legs sometimes, you need the shmir. It needs to be guarded from all types of chitonim. The chinas tachas atzimtzum. The legs, the chokhmah tata, is the act of symptom, the constriction. Constriction in physicality is where you take a funnel and you pour a lot into a funnel where then it goes into smaller increments. But when we're talking about consuming, we're talking about taking something that's in a spiritual nature and constricting it more into a physical nature. That's a whole different type of tzimtzum. So in that case, So what we need to do when we have any chokhmah tata, every chokhmah tata, whatever example you're giving, whether it's learning Gemara, breaking down the words, whether it's eating food, whether it's anything else that we're taking a big puzzle and we're breaking into pieces, you're involved with the chitonis, you're involved with the arba malachim. There's always going to be an attack. Oh, and it's always going to be different. There's many, many types of attacks. That's what you have to learn. You still get to know. When I eat, what's the mechama of eating? When I'm davening, what's the mechama of davening? So many different mechamas that the kingdoms are trying to grab from us. And we always need to cut away. Sur merah. First of all, there's always sur merah, then ba'asei tov. So the chosham, like Rabbi Nassim used that word a lot, you're cutting away from the chitzoni. Me'arbuch malchus from those four kingdoms. L'halosan. Me'mela, right, when you cut off, you know, if we ever be able to cut ourselves off from gravity, I've heard the Tanei Menachem. Tanei Menachem was the Rebbe from Gier, right, the son of Imamis. I think I heard the name, I think the Ravon Shor said it, but the Tanei Menachem says that gravity is a muscle for chitzonius, for gashmius, for yitahara, always pulling you down. But if we'd be able to break off from gravity, we would literally automatically, without trying, we'd be floating, like in space. No gravity, so automatically floating. That which holds us down is like this tiny little thing. If we'd be able to just break that off, we would go higher and higher, la'alosim. So we just need to cut off that little, you know, dead skin. You need to cut off the arba malchus, and then we'll float. We'll go higher and higher. We'll get to the place where we're allowing the light of a Kaddish Baruch Hu in. The only reason why we're not allowing the light of a Kaddish Baruch Hu in is because they're connected still to the Ra. And there's many different types of Ra. There's Ra in the mind, there's Ra in the heart, there's Ra in the physical reality. Every time we cut away from any type of Ra, we're allowing a little more of the light of a Kaddish Baruch Hu into our lives. And this is the meaning of the shoes. I mean, the shoes are to protect the raglaim from the chitonis. Vezeu ketzilin. Now, what's the comparison? The shoes to tefillin, because tefillin is shehem or upon. The tefillin is on the rosh. It's on the yad. It's also on the rosh. It's like the inyan of the Beis Hamikdash, which is allowing the inyan of the tzaddik, allowing the light of upon of the Kodesh Baruch Hu into our lives. It's a higher revelation. It's putting a lot of pieces of the chokhmah tatel together. Like we know in the period of time, of course, we all know Kisarizal. So just like tefillin, which allows the light of the Orpanim in, that's what we're tefillin. You're supposed to wear it as much as you can. You're supposed to learn Torah in it, so to connect you, your yad, and your thoughts to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So two issues. It's from the tefillin that gives us kilu, the protection of the shoes. It's the tefillin that is giving us the protection to the legs. When a person has a connection to a higher being, a higher self, higher levels of Torah, higher understandings of even eating, if you learn what it means to eat and the ability to just learn, even though you're not there yet, but you start to see the tefillin shibboleth, you start to see the higher aspects of what that low avoda is, it protects you. It gives you a little bit of juice, of energy to fight yourself in the chiton. Because if we don't have that, so why not just eat until your stomach is totally filled? Okay, sometimes you get sick, so that protects you. But if not for getting sick, we would just continue eating and we go to the best restaurants and we would never stop fasting. Why not? But if a person would never get sick and you never get full, people would literally eat and eat and eat, right? Well, what would stop them? But you need to learn a little bit about why should one stop eating? What does it mean eating? And what does it mean not to eat? What does it mean to not eat on Yom Kippur and then you're like a malach? What does that even mean, these words? We say these words, what does that even mean? If you give a person a little bit of that perception, then that will give him something to hold on to pull himself up from and cut away from the raglayim or the chitzonim that are grabbing on. We need to give people a little, that's why it's tzaddik helps. It gives a little bit of a higher life. That person says, wow, you know, that sounds great. Let me try. Let me try to raise myself up. The alkane, let's finish up here. The alkane, tzrichen linol shalim and chila. That's when you need to put on the right shoe first. As we said a few pages ago, ikru b'chinis yamin shu chesed. We have to understand, because the right side is chesed. Shayyidei zeh mekotzen osa mehem abonim osa. It's in that way, when you recognize, this is what we said, you can cut away and you could build from the right side. We explained pages ago in the Vinasim that when a person realizes that a Kaddish Baruch Hu breaks down. Why didn't a Kaddish Baruch Hu just give us all the Asagya Lerukos? Why didn't he just give it to us all in one shot? Why did he break it down to a million pieces? It seems boring. It's overwhelming. We get caught up in different things. It's so vast. I give up hope on it. It's too much. But a Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us the ability to build. Give us the ability to build. If anybody's ever built anything, he built a family, he built a company, he builds. Whatever he builds, he realizes that he gets a big geschmack, and you grow the most when you're able to build. Kaddish Baruch Hu did not break up Asagya Lukos. He didn't break up high levels of understanding about this life because he wants to hurt us or to put us in pain necessarily, even though it's part of the process. He wants us to build. It's coming from the right side. Like we said, Kaddish Baruch Hu lets you choose. Do you want to see God? He's on the right side helping you build, or he's on the left side smashing you down? It's your choice. The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to build. He wants to give us that opportunity. Like any good father who says to the kid, listen, I could walk with you hand in hand your whole life and you'll never learn how to walk. Or I could step back and let you take a few steps on your own. And the father could sit with the kid every single night and teach him every single word and the kid never talks and the kid just listens to everything the father wants to say. Or, listen, child, you need to learn on your own a little bit. Yeah, but yeah, it's hard and he gets frustrated. So you have to know the balance. But ultimately, the good father, Kaddish Baruch Hu, the tzaddik, wants us to build and to grow, coming from the right side. You know, it looks sometimes harsh, looks sometimes hard. That's everybody knows that's how we grow. But we're little babies, so sometimes we complain about it. But come from the right side. So we put the right shoe on first. And which time tomorrow, we'll continue with what's with the left side. Why is the left side chosen as the place for the tefillin, even though you would think it should be the right side. All right? Thank you, Hashem. All right, Ellie, welcome, and we'll continue the conversation about Mishpat, Bezos Hashem. You give the peace, I give the thumbs up. All right, I'll see you later, Ellie. Bye-bye.